Nolte, don't let the fake fact-checkers fool you, Joe and Kamala support gun confiscation. By John Nolte on August 13, 2020. Just like Joe Biden, Vice Presidential hopeful Kamala Harris supports outright, mandatory gun confiscation. She just disguises it under a couple of flowery words, mandatory and buyback. This of course is when all of the fake media's fake fact-checkers pour out of the woodwork to lie with the false claim Kamala Harris never said she wanted to confiscate guns. We know the fake fact-checkers are going to publish their fake fact-checks with their fake claims because that's what the fake fact-checkers did to protect their precious Barry Obama, who also said he wanted to confiscate your guns. Further, the fake fact-checkers published lies to protect Hillary Clinton, who also said she wanted to confiscate your guns. Oh, and Joe Biden said he wanted to confiscate your gun, and he also used flowery words about buybacks. And as you will see below, he has not taken that sentiment back, even after the fake media tried to help him cover up that fact. So let's be very clear before the fake fact-checkers publish their fake fact-checks. To begin with, let's look at Kamala Harris's own words as quoted by the very same fake media that published all these fake fact-checks claiming she did not say what they themselves reported she said less than a year ago. Kamala Harris supports mandatory buyback of assault weapons, reads the September 6, 2019, Bloomberg headline. Kamala Harris said Friday she supports a mandatory buyback of military-style assault weapons, taking a more aggressive position than her main rivals for the Democratic presidential nomination. I think it's a good idea, she told reporters after a campaign event in Londonderry, New Hampshire. We have to work out the details, there are a lot of details. But I do support a forced buyback, Harris said when asked about the policy. We have to take those guns off the streets. And there it is. As my colleague A.W.R. Hawkins points out, mandatory buyback means forced buyback, which means Kamala Harris is in favor of using the power of the federal government to force you to turn in whatever the government decides as a military-style assault weapon, which is nothing less than confiscation. Oh, sure, they will give you a little money for it, but it's still confiscation. This fascist belief puts Kamala directly in line with Joe Biden, who said the same during this primary campaign. Here's what Biden said at the first Democrat debate, emphasis added. Folks, look, and I would buy back, assault, weapons. We already started talking about that. We tried to get it done. I think it can be done. And it should be demanded that we do it. And that's a good expenditure of money. Biden's language is clear, it should be demanded that the government buy back whatever Joe Biden decides qualifies as an assault weapon. When pressed on this later by Knlal, Biden did not back down. Knlal, so, to gun owners out there who say, well, a Biden administration means they're going to come for my guns? Biden, bingo. You're right if you have an assault weapon. The fact of the matter is, they should be illegal, period. Look, the Second Amendment doesn't say you can't restrict the kinds of weapons people can own. You can't buy a bazooka. You can't have a flamethrower. Biden, what I would do is, I would institute a national buyback program and I would move it in the direction to making sure that that in fact is what we try to do, get them off the street. Knlal then tried to save Biden from himself. Knlal, but that's not confiscating. Biden, no, that's not walking into their homes, knocking on their doors, going through their gun cabinet, etc. Knlal, so people would be allowed to keep the weapons they already have? And here's where Biden gets slippery. Biden, right now, there's no legal way that I'm aware that you could deny them the right to have purchased, legally purchased them. Right now, there's no legal way to confiscate people's guns. He didn't say, yes I would allow people to keep the weapons they already have. He said, right now, there's no legal way that I'm aware of to take people's guns. Which is why he and Kamala intend to change that. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.